Yeah.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Witnesses say three Palestinians have been killed in an airstrike that Israel's military said was targeting a Hamas commander in southern Gaza. The deaths happened less than a day after the UN's International Court of Justice ordered Israel to do all it can to prevent death, destruction, and any acts of genocide in the Palestinian territory. Meanwhile, Britain, Italy, and Finland have joined the United States, Australia, and Canada in suspending funding for the UN Relief Agency for Palestinian Refugees, aiding Gaza's population. Israel has alleged that some agency staff members took part in the October 7th Hamas attack that sparked the war. The agency said it has fired the suspected staff members and launched its own investigation. The situation involving attacks by Yemen-based Houthi rebels on vessels at the Red Sea and the subsequent military response by the U.S. and its allies has escalated in the past 24 hours. Early Saturday, U.S. Central Command announced its forces had conducted a strike against a Houthi anti-ship missile installation in Yemen they say was aimed and ready to launch at a Red Sea target. That strike came after the rebels fired on the USS Kearney, a destroyer which intercepted the missile. It was the first time the rebels had directly attacked a U.S. warship. Late Friday, the Iranian-backed Houthis struck an oil tanker, the Marlin Luanda, causing a fire which burned until Saturday. Director General of the Institute of Export and International Trade, Marco Forgoni, told the BBC the strike on the tanker marked an expansion of the Houthi attacks on two fronts.
From the Red Sea to the Gulf of Aden, so geographical extension, and also with the type of weapons. The missile used yesterday was a ballistic missile, and the Houthis started their attacks in the Red Sea using drones. So we're seeing a technological expansion and a geographical extension.
This is VOA News.